For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calter Show.
It is 8:43 on The Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. D-D-D. I like this song. I haven't heard it in a long time.
I love this song. I had said before, I think this may be a perfect song.
It's a great song.
I like Harry Styles' version better.
Shut up.
Yeah,
it's
I do.
Good version.
Well, he does do a good version of it, but, you know, I don't know if it's better.
I just did an experiment, Galvin.
Yeah?
During the break, I saw that another morning show went live on the Instagram.
Oh, yeah?
So I popped in real quick to see how it was going.
You're not allowed to.
I did. They had 32 people watching.
Oh.
So I just went live here just to see, and we're already up to 120 people. Yeah. Just want to make sure. Just want to make sure I still got it.
Did it.
Hi, everybody.
Hold on. Let me show the room at least while we have them here. There's Gio. Hi, Gio. How you doing? Gio, the last one to harbor the Slater uniform. Mm-hmm. There is Spanish.
Never tribute.
Hello. Tribute.
Tribute, yeah. Well, there's Pap. Nope, we're clear.
There's a delay on it.
What, Carmen?
There's a delay? Because I'm just now seeing Gio.
Oh, really? Yeah, I guess so.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What's up, guy from Miami? Thank you for listening from Miami. Thank you very much. All right. Well, I'm shutting it off. There's 144 people now. It makes me feel a lot better. Because if I got online and I did it and there was only 32 people watching, I'd be like, maybe it's time to wrap it up.
Right.
Maybe
yeah.
We should have never came back.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Let me stop that. And
which,
now
I always wonder, like, for, like, podcasters or people, obviously, just starting out. Like, I get it. You got to start somewhere. But I would feel like, I don't know.
Why do it?
You're just talking into a void.
Yeah.
The only thing, Carmen, is because when we do the Calvin Kelly podcast, there's maybe 100 people listening live sometimes, and I know what you're saying, but then there's so many follow-ups and downloads afterwards.
Right.
It's really what podcasting is for. It's not so much for the live. So I know what you're saying. Like, if I knew I was broadcasting to 80, like the first portion of my career, when I was on 1010, and I realized that we didn't barely get out of the parking lot signal-wise, like, why bother? You know what I mean?
And a lot of podcasts actually don't even do it live. You know, majority of them are just recorded, and then they put it up for, you know.
But then they have, like, 8 downloads, and half of them are, like, from your mom and you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, to me, I'm just like, I don't know. And
sorry.
But also, I mean, I guess I'm a little bit, I don't really know what the word would
spoiled.
Be. Spoiled. Well, just because I started here. I started with you in afternoons, and then we went to morning. So, like, I've only known a big audience.
Yeah.
If when I was on 1010 and we had no audience, I mean, we had some pretty dedicated listeners, we just didn't have a good signal. And for some reason, it went really far east, but it didn't go out of the parking lot in Tampa. So what we did is we kind of got to know the listeners and embraced it. And instead of having a giant audience, we just had a small dedicated audience. And that was kind of almost as good.
Right.
So, but yeah, if I was, like, when people are always like, I'm thinking about doing a podcast, I go, why? What is the goal? What do you want to know? What do you think is going to happen? You're not going to be the next Joe Rogan. What is your goal? Do you just want to sit in a room and talk to yourself? Because you could do that now, and you'll need way less equipment. So, I don't know. I don't understand a lot of things. But, all right, what were we talking about? We were going to do football picks, but I wanted to tell you something else. There's another wedding in the building that we didn't get invited to.
Oh, really?
Oh, please, Steve, stand by.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bless you.
Yeah, thank you. I've been harboring that one. Sam from 97X got married.
Oh, no. Yes. She had her honeymoon, right?
No, she got married.
She got married.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And I saw Miguel was there.
Are you serious?
Danielle. Yeah. Micah. Who? Danielle.
Micah, yeah.
From Magic.
Who?
Danielle from Matt.
Was Danielle there?
I don't know how many other ways to tell you the same.
I didn't hear you, yapper. I didn't see Danielle there. I looked at the pictures. I didn't see her.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I saw her on the story. I'm trying to pull it up now.
It's just
listen, I don't in a million years expect to be invited to Sam's wedding.
Me either.
But I didn't know that her and Miguel were such good friends.
I don't expect to be invited to Sam's wedding either. And if I was, and it looked like it might have been in the Keys or something like that, it might have been. I'm definitely not going. You know what I mean? But it's just weird that no, it's just us. Nobody likes us.
People hate us. Yeah. I don't know why.
I mean, at least you. I expect you. Like you seem to still fit into that group.
I thought. I don't. I guess not. But yeah, because I talked to Sam. You know, I mean, I guess
I talked
really,
to her too.
Yeah, not much. I guess like personally, but
she
every
listens
time we're
to
at
us.
Work,
I know that because you'll quite often reference stuff on the show to me whenever I see her.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
I think it's just that people know that like you're not going to go.
Well, we'll still
that's
send
even
gifts.
Better. You said, then you should send you a gift. Don't do it now because there's nobody left that I like. Yeah. If Sam invited us to the wedding, I definitely would have sent her a gift. I wouldn't have gone. But now, nothing. Now I hope they get divorced.
Oh my gosh!
No, nothing's worse than. Jenna and Chase.
Oh, yeah.
Chase was bald. He was fat and bald. We brought him on the show. We gave him new hair. And then he goes and he gets married. And everybody in the building is invited except for us.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, maybe because you call him fat and bald.
Why didn't call him that till now? Now he's fat and bald again. Good for him.
Yeah, he got hair and then started shaving his head again.
Yep.
But also, why are you complaining?
Yeah.
Not complaining. I'm just pointing it out. I'm just curious about it. Like, I'm not complaining. Complaint would be like, I'm mad and I want to go to your wedding. I'm not going. I just, it's interesting that.
Hurts my heart a little bit.
It hurt. I'm definitely hurt by it.
Fine with it.
Is there anybody left in the building that you would go to their wedding if you were invited?
Poppy.
Not even
Poppy.
Me. Didn't even say
Mike
me.
Mike Olivero.
Mike Olivero, for sure. I mean, like, anybody outside of the bone.
Yeah, I don't know who else is getting.
Because nobody got married at the bone. The last person to get married and not invite me was Seth, and we see how that worked out.
Would you go to Joe's next wedding?
I'm thinking about another.
Oh, gosh.
Probably not.
What?
Because
yeah, I wouldn't go either.
Oh, you would really? Definitely be there, Joe.
Come on.
I'll be there, Joe.
Thank you, Calvin. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Had a good time at the last one.
Yeah.
It didn't work out.
My thing was I knew the last one wouldn't work out, so I'm like, why bother?
Yeah.
Good.
Great food, though.
It was doomed.
Yeah, but you're celebrating. We're celebrating Joe, not necessarily the marriage. Celebrate
that's
Joe.
Right.
And it was a great wedding.
It was a great wedding.
It was nice.
I heard it was nice.
Yeah.
I've only been to one wedding in my adult life, and that was my cousin's.
Really?
And this coming year, I think I have like two or three.
Because nobody likes you either.
Yeah. I know.
Right?
Yeah.
No, you didn't get. I mean, Micah got invited to Sam's wedding. You didn't get invited to Sam's wedding.
Yeah, I don't really like. Outside of family,
I would say the last wedding I think I was at was John Brennan's.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's been quite some time. Because that was just like just after mine.
Did you get invited to Kayla's wedding?
I did.
Oh. You did?
Yeah. And I'm going, and we're actually planning the bachelorette party right now that I'm going to.
I mean, should we all buy tickets, or what's going on?
Do you need me to pop out of a cake for it?
No.
Do
that. And I can tell you that it is, I'm not going to tell you where, but it is a destination wedding.
Ooh, let's go.
Oh, yeah. I am going.
I don't think you're going to get the time off.
Is it in Florida?
No.
When is it?
It's in April.
It's in Baltimore.
Oh, it's a very busy month for us, Carmen. I wouldn't plan on taking much time off then.
I'm not. Don't worry. I know you won't give me any time off.
Yeah. Beaten down like a like a sex worker.
What are you going to do for the bachelorette party?
So Kayla's a big FSU fan, so we're going
strip club.
So we're going someplace because she lives in Vegas, so she wants to get out of Vegas. So we're gonna go away for the weekend and go watch the FSU game, and then just go bar hopping. And
do you think it's gonna be like a quiet and fun bachelorette party, or do you think it's gonna be like bananas? Somebody's gonna throw up. Maybe the wedding won't happen. Type of bachelorette party.
Yes.
I think all the girls that are going like are. Kind of like married and chill. Yeah, I think
there will be no problems there. Yeah,
bunch of 30-year-old women trying to hang with the young kids, the college parties.
I'm a MILF.
The clubs. Yeah,
like I think I'm the craziest one out of all of them.
Hell
so if any good stories are gonna come, it's gonna come from me. But I think it'll be chill.
Nah,
I had to totally teach you a thing or two. And I'm a MILF. I have a great idea.
No,
I'm not telling you. So don't worry about it. I have time to tell you, and it's a good one.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I like Tallahassee.
We know. The whole town knows you like Tallahassee, Gio.
What other weddings are you going to?
And then my girlfriend, Kim. You guys know the gremlin.
Gremlin's
getting
married.
Pants gremlin. Off, dance off?
Pants off, dance off. Wow. Getting married.
Oh, man. Wow. Is she pregnant?
No.
Oh.
Just, I would have thought she would be pregnant, too, to get married.
Yeah, why would you go ahead and do that?
Yeah, no, I don't know. They've been together for quite some time now.
Wow.
And then just decided, you know, that they...
He accidentally poured water on her. So
Carmen, if you were to get married to Chad, who from the radio station the building would you invite?
No one's getting invited.
No, nobody?
That's not true. I hate all of you.
Liar.
I hate it here.
Thanks. You probably won't be talking to her by then. Anyway.
That's true.
I'll be your bridesmaid, obviously.
Duh.
I'm in.
You're not allowed to go.
Why?
No, I mean.
Why?
I honestly just don't see the need to spend spend a bunch of money on the wedding. Like, I would rather do a small, intimate wedding, just like a couple people to watch, and then you have the reception.
A huge party.
Adult sleepover.
Yeah, just a big party for everybody. But basically, I'm not going to spend a bunch of money.
What if the preacher gets right up close to you guys and gets all mesmerized and goes, "Do you, Carmen, take these eyebrows?"
Wait,
where is eyebrows?
There's going to be so many people in that cake.
Oh, my God.
It's
going to
be weird.
Too many.
Adult sleepover in the cake.
If you're getting married, you got to put eyebrows on. Yeah. Like they
paste them on for the day.
He looks fantastic the way he is.
Carmen at the end.
Eyebrows.
Instead of saying "I do," she says "eyebrow."
Do you take these eyebrows?
All right, Carmen.
Eyebrow.
No.
For real though, you're gonna have a small wedding.
I don't know. I don't think we're really going to plan on getting married.
Will the girls that your dad had trapped in the basement be
married? Her sisters, sisters.
They get out for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, seriously, let's just say you get a small wedding.
Okay.
Okay? I'm going to go around and you tell me whether these people make the cut or not.
To go?
Yes.
Oh, I can literally tell you right now. It's going to be like just immediate family. Like mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, brothers and sisters. That's it for the wedding part.
Wow. It's like not even us?
You guys want to watch me walk down the aisle?
Oh, yeah. What do you mean?
No, not anymore. Not anymore.
Yeah, I know. We have been in each other's lives for years.
Okay.
No, forget it. You think I'm going to go to the part where I got to give you a gift, but I'm not going to go to the other part?
Well, I would expect no one would want to see that. And honestly,
I would cry at your wedding.
I think I might, too.
Okay. Make a speech?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that happens at the reception.
Oh, my God.
Joe, I know how
weddings work.
Okay, well, then
what do you think? Do you, Carmen? I'd like to make a speech now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, that's why I would just have a big reception. Like, everyone's invited to the reception.
Yeah.
And I would film the wedding. That way you could, like, watch it on the big screen.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we'll watch it.
But
put it on the DVD. Send it to my old address.
No, play it at the reception. Like, have it, like, on a loop. But, like, you can't hear it or anything. But, like...
You could have Pap-Pap's band, Paper Stanleys, perform the Strokes.
You could have Pap-Pap video it.
Yeah. I'm
happy to do it.
I just want to think people would want to watch that. I don't want to watch that.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right. I'm out.
Yeah.
I want to watch.
Okay.
All right. Can we talk about the guest list to the reception?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's start with the show since I'm so... Gio?
His wife is invited.
Oh.
No kids, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no kids.
Pap-Pap?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I love you, Carmen.
Galvin in Spanish, obviously.
Yeah. You're invited too, Mike.
Well, yeah, you just assume.
Okay.
John Brennan.
Yes.
Anybody else on the bone? Roger and JP.
Monica,
definitely.
Would you invite Roger and JP, even though, you know, they live up there and may not be
around? Hey, Raj, why don't we go down for this? This is like a good time.
1025 the bone would be nice. We could do some fishing and catch Carmen's wedding.
And you know how we like to walk around and hold hands on the sand, Raj.
Plus, I heard...
Sand on our toes, fingers intertwined.
I think I would like...
I heard old eyebrows likes adult sleepovers.
Oh, can you imagine that?
1025 the bone all night long.
I think I would I would invite everyone from the bone.
Oh, you would? I'm out.
I don't feel special.
Hey, bro, thank you.
What about Mo?
Oh, he's not on the bone.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Sure he is.
No,
he's like executive producer for shows.
And so is Patch Adams, or what's his name? Ryan Adams.
Patch Adams.
Yeah, he's on there.
He's with the Fishy Flat Mafia.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, if Dizzy's not invited, I'm not coming.
Dizzy's definitely invited.
No kids. She said no kids.
That's what's up, bro.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
You got to bring Spike so he can announce you.
Oh yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time as Mr. and Mrs. Eyebrows,
making her sexual debut. Yeah.
Grand opening.
Yeah. I don't like this anymore. No one's invited.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is a good wedding.
A fun wedding. Yeah.
Take it back.
Do you invite Danielle?
Danielle from Magic or Promotions?
Both.
Yes.
Both of them?
I guess. I don't really know how this works. How many people, like...
Who do you want?
It's your wedding.
I don't know.
I mean, is it open bar? You got to pay for it.
Sam was able to do it.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, I don't want anyone to come to the wedding.
All right, I'm out. I'm busy that day anyway.
I don't want to do anything. Send me some money. Say congratulations.
Nope. Why would we send you money?
Yeah, I'll send you a card.
And if not, then no. No, don't. But I don't think to spend money on something like that is necessary.
I can't wait for my wedding. You guys are all coming.
All right, who are you going to invite? You'll probably be the first one to get married.
Everybody's coming.
You say that now until you realize.
Well, I mean, like, this show, obviously, everybody's coming.
Okay, let me go around the building. Okay.
Who's in your wedding? How about that?
Probably all of you will be in the wedding.
Oh, I'm out there.
Yeah, no way.
I'm
you,
out.
You each, I've really thought about this for quite a long time.
Gross.
I have a lot of close friends, but each one
Real
of
quick.
You have shaped
who
the
is your
adult.
Best man?
Probably my brother.
What?
Wow. What? I mean,
you've been really? Promising me for years.
And every time I promise you, you tell me you don't want to do it.
Yeah, because Joe should be your best man, not
no,
me.
No, Joe can't be the best man.
He'll
I'll have to hold
man.
Him up.
He's
yeah.
The old man.
I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm not the best man, I'm not going to be in the wedding.
Best
also, wait a second. Spanish, think about this.
I'm nobody's wedding this. Bitch.
Wedding bitch. Your best man is the guy who sets up your bachelor party and all the different
stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good
right.
luck with your brother.
No, no, Mike,
your brother's
going
to have you go to Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
when Moose married that monster that he was married to.
Oh, my gosh.
He made this guy, I won't say his name, he made this other guy his best man instead of me, and that guy went to jail for trying to meet underage girls.
Ooh.
But wait a second, he made the other guy, and then in the middle of the night, he looked at me and goes, I should have made you the best
yeah.
man.
Yeah,
yeah, because I'm the one who pimped all the strip club
I'm going to tell you, you passed the test, Michael.
No,
I was just testing you.
I was just testing
to see if you would be upset if somebody else was, and you passed. So thank you. You're
it's
in.
Cool, because now I'm out.
No, you're in. Yeah. You're the best man.
Listen to me.
Nope.
I have one thing to say to you. If it's not your brother, it should be your father.
Oh no.
Pap should be your best man. If it's not him, you should kick him out of the house.
You can't kick me out of the house.
Best oldest man.
Yep. You should have, and I'm not gonna be in your wedding party if it's me and Galvin and Gio and Dizzy and Spike.
That's not it. You guys are pretty much my because like I was saying, each one of you have molded a certain aspect of my life.
Oh, and then the trench coat kid's gonna be there.
That you too, Carmen.
Hold on. That's the thing, is who all is in your wedding party.
Big wedding party.
All right, well, tell us who it is.
Because Christmas got a lot of cousins. Okay, so it's you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
There's a lot of cousins. She's got a lot of family members.
All right, get to it.
Okay, so you, Joe, Gio, Galvin, you can't vote, Carmen, and then my buddy Eric and my brother.
What about Trenchcoat Mafia?
We don't, he's my good friend, but we don't speak Jeff.
What about Casey?
Casey Lucas, I don't think so.
What about Mike Rice?
No, I don't think so.
Good looking. You don't want to stand next to him.
Yeah,
what happens when you get older, you don't talk to your friends anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, and some of them have had weddings and they didn't invite me, so, you know, these things happen,
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you got to pick
crew
and
is falling apart.
What about the garbage guy you went all the way to Vegas for?
Oh, they got divorced. So that didn't end well. Yeah,
but he invited you, and you went all the way to Vegas, and he's not going to be in your party.
I'm probably not in my wedding party, but he'll be invited.
Oh my god! All right, I got a question for you.
Okay,
you invite Kelly to your wedding?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It's hurtful.
Why? No.
Well, they're still friends.
Yeah, I know, but
what is Karishma?
They have a lot of mutual friends.
I don't think Karishma would be down for that.
Yeah,
I have to respect.
What if I wanted to take her as a date?
I can't
so
stop you.
So you're saying you would invite her if Charisma didn't make you not invite her?
Mike, what are you saying?
Mike, you take Kelly. I'll take Wiggy Smalls. Gio takes Crazy Patty.
I was going to say, what if you had an ex-wedding where all you invited was your exes?
Oh, my God. That would be a disaster.
That would be great.
After this conversation, I think I'm with Carmen. I'm just going to have a nice, quiet
Thank
wedding.
You.
Nobody's coming.
Yeah, intimate. Exactly.
Intimate. Yeah.
So you invite anybody from Roger and JP show?
I don't, probably not.
Anybody from Drew show?
Probably not.
Anybody from SBK show?
Probably not.
Anybody from Johnny B show?
Probably not.
Wow.
I mean, we don't really talk.
I know. I'm saying. Yeah. John Brennan?
Yeah, I invite John Brennan.
Okay. Miguel and Holly?
Probably not.
Danielle?
Miguel did invite me to his wedding.
Did he have his wedding already?
No.
No, but I know that people have gotten invites.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. I didn't get one.
Yeah, I didn't get one.
Snubbed.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did you see that they're like filming a TV show or something? Is it about the wedding?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Something to do with their relationship.
That's cute.
You guys are not invited.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Gio got invited.
I did.
No.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't act so surprised.
I'm going as your guest.
You can be my plus one.
Gio's a gay icon.
Wait, no.
He is. They love that Slater type.
He's the gay icon of the show.
Yeah, Joe's the fashion icon. And Gio's the gay icon.
I'm fine with that.
Big Bear.
I just want people to be happy.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, man. So yeah. Who do you know that was invited to Miguel's wedding?
I know Danny Serrano. Serrano's got the discs and the invites.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Serrano's got the invite!
He's got the invite, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Miguel has told me secretly he didn't even like Danny.
Wow.
Oh. And he invited him to the wedding?
He got invited to the wedding, yeah.
He told me secretly he's not gay.
Wait. That's
going to be problematic.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Oh. Wow. That one hurts. Too late now. I would never go now.
No. Yeah.
Maybe it's in my inbox at work.
Maybe, yeah. That would be disaster.
Congratulate him if you see him in the hallway.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow, we're really not liked at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, we've been his friend since the start.
I know.
Not anymore.
Apparently not.
Clearly not.
Are you his friend?
I was.
Like, we're nice to him, but have you ever been outside of the show
like,
with
hang
Miguel?
Out with him.
Hang out with him.
I went to his house party.
Him? Yeah.
You went to his house party?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Joe and I did.
I roll up the Chateau Oprah every once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's.
Were you invited
house.
To his house party?
No.
Yes, we were.
I don't know, because, I mean, I was. Mike, were you? Was
yes.
anybody else?
Yes.
You were? I wasn't.
He lives too far away.
By the way, I'm not surprised that I wasn't.
Right.
Or hurt that I
Well, it was a
I
long
wasn't.
Time ago, too.
Yes.
You may have been invited. You just don't check your email.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh, it was the email?
Facebook. Well, I got the invite.
Well, yeah, but the subject line said, don't tell Carmen.
That's hard.
Which, by the way, I haven't checked my Facebook in a very long time. People don't send wedding invites through Facebook, right? Like, that's
if
not
they do, don't go
Cheap
to their
people
wedding.
Do, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They're not going to have open bar.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to tell you, I can't think of anybody that would invite me to their wedding that I'd want to go to now.
Not even
outside
mine.
Outside of my family. No, that's not true. Yours. Oh,
thank God.
Yours.
The best man, so you
got
to be there.
I would go to Hoppy's wedding. If Hoppy got married, I would go to Hoppy's wedding.
Would you give a speech at Hoppy's wedding?
Not unless I'm asked to. I don't have any desire to speak in front of a group.
Stand up randomly during the dinner and say, excuse me.
Stand by.
I would first off like to say this is the best Shoney's I've ever been to.
Yes.
Also, the Hoppy's new wife. Blink if you want us to help you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I would go to Hoppy's wedding. I'm trying to think of who else is young. Like, if Dizzy got married, I would just give him a gift.
That would be...
Will Koontz?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it depends. Yeah, I mean, I like Will, if that's what you're asking me. I just... Yeah. You know, a lot
Will's
of factors have to go together. Like, the wedding has to be...
JR?
In weeks.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
So
JR's next. He's worst.
Wait, what?
What about Johnny B? I know he's been with his girl for a long time.
Oh, they're not married?
I don't think so.
Oh. If I was invited, I would definitely go to Johnny B's wedding.
I think they're engaged.
The food would be great.
They might
be.
Oh,
yeah.
I think.
And he'd sing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he does sing like an angel.
He does. He really does.
He sings great.
He does. He does. He sings like an angel whose wings couldn't get him off the ground.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
By the way, fat guys making up in front of other fat guys is the best thing. But I just pictured Johnny B as a little angel, and he just couldn't get off the
struggling.
Smoke coming out of his ears.
Did he sing for the karaoke, Christmas party?
Yeah.
Did he do At Last? Was it James?
I believe so.
Yeah, so he's already ready for his... wedding, and just
right.
do that.
I'll invite him to my wedding. You guys make a great point. I'll invite him.
So he can serenade you.
Yeah.
Someone just sent me, Miguel sent out a save the date.
Oh.
That's what it was.
Okay.
So it's when it says, hey, there's a wedding. We're coming up here on this day. As it gets
so it's
closer,
not an invitation?
So that's not an
invitation. No, but if you don't get a save the date, you're probably not getting an invitation.
Oh, no, wait. This says right here, invitations were sent.
Everybody save the date, just not you.
I have a picture of the save the date, but it's it says invitations were sent. Will I go? I was not invited, person who's asking me, so.
But weddings are expensive.
Damn right they are.
Yeah. Sure they are.
So I imagine you have to be really picky.
My father-in-law gave us $10,000 for our wedding. When he said that, I was like, oh my God, we're going to have a Trump-style wedding. It's going to be amazing. Dude. Then my parents gave us money. My father gave me money. My mother gave me money. We put in like $10,000 of our own money. That wedding cost us like $30,000.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, Carmen,
That's
we did
disgusting.
It. No, but yeah, but we did it up. I mean, we did it, you know. We didn't go on a honeymoon. We did it up for the wedding.
And it was worth it. I got pretty good deals, and people helped me out and stuff, and my wedding was still very expensive.
Really?
Yeah. And your wedding was nice.
Yeah.
Jill, I don't mean to ask you something too personal, but can you give us like the ballpark of what yours was?
Which
that
one?
May be
the fanciest. Yeah, no. The second one. That may be the fanciest wedding I've ever been to.
That was north of 60.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I'm not even kidding. I mean, the place that was really expensive to rent.
Yeah, but how much money did the...
We had complete open bar.
Yeah, and it was top shelf.
It was top shelf only. We had like a rack of everything.
Taco bar, the pig. Yeah.
Did she pay for most of it?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, she made a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Now, are you allowed to have BYOB?
No. Walking with a bottle?
No. Hey, here's the deal, Carmen. I was just asking.
Let me
take your shoes off and bring your own.
Chill out. I've never been married. I don't know how this works.
This is what you can do. Let me tell you. I'll tell you what you can do. So when we got our wedding, they said, here's the alcohol package you could pay for 2 hours open bar. It was like, you know, $1,000 an hour or whatever. Or you could do it for like 4 hours, or you could do it for the whole night, or you could do 2 hours and then cash bar after the 2 hours. I'm like, well, I'm not going to be cheap. I want an open bar the whole night long. So you can pick how you want to do it. If you're young, if you had your first wedding and all that stuff, and if you had cocktail hour, open bar, and then after that, cash bar. I wouldn't think anything.
Yeah, that would be normal.
Really? You would be like scummy.
Yeah, for you, I would be like scummy.
Yeah, right.
You're older and you're a man.
Right. Bring She's your own bottle, folks.
Come on. You're older.
Come on in the trailer park. Here we go. Gonna have ourselves go down and down.
Everybody sit on bean bags.
Yeah. I just find a cornfield.
That sounds fun.
Just pull up in your truck.
How much?
The bar tab at the wedding was almost $20,000.
Wow!
Well, you're dumb on your part. You just should have paid for the hour.
Well, no. Everything was free.
That's what you do. So you go, all right, that's $1,500 an hour.
You just paid a straight-up bar tab at the end of the night.
Yeah, that's right.
I did the smart way. I had a bunch of alcohol donated by Crazy Eye Tommy, which was great.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was very nice of him.
When I had Amanda's 40th birthday party, I did an open bar, and they were great. And I was like, so they're like, it could be $1,500. They're like, for $3,000, it's all night. I was like, do it all night.
That was a fun party.
That was good.
Yeah, that was fun.
You couldn't ask people to pay. There's too many doctors in that in that audience.
Yeah,
and
there are people who can pay. You can't ask them to pay.
Yeah.
Like when Hoppy gets married, I'm gonna pay for his bar for his wedding present.
That's very, very nice. Yeah.
These are all hypotheticals.
Who gets married first? Hoppy or Spanish?
Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Hoppy.
Hoppy would have got married last year, but I think she's too smart to do it so fast.
I'm excited to get married.
I love that Hoppy has Hoppy and his girlfriend both seem happy with each other.
It still makes me laugh very, very hard that when we walked up to Hoppy and his girlfriend, the first words out of Joe's mouth were, "Oh my God, you look so normal."
Yeah.
Like, oh Jesus.
He wasn't talking to Hoppy.
All right, so is there anybody else that, real quick before we wrap this up, in the building that might get married that we'd be interested in?
I don't think anybody likes us.
No, yeah. I'm saying, like, but anybody, like I'm kidding about Sam. I didn't expect to be invited to Sam's wedding, and I like her, and I'm happy for her, you know, and all that stuff. Like, if Micah got married, I feel like we wouldn't be invited, but we'd think we should
be. Yeah, you know that I mean? Agree with.
Yeah. I don't expect to be invited.
Yeah, no.
Well, I would. I mean, I
you
would
know her
think
better
that
than
I would.
Do.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah. And I mean, then I feel like I wouldn't be, and I'd be sad.
No one was invited to John's wedding, right?
Yeah, John's wedding, yeah.
But John true, said John said he had a very, very small wedding.
That's what they just tell you, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw the pictures. It was 4,000 people.
So tiny.
A bunch of juggalos.
Wait.
No, you don't understand. It's a small wedding.
Yeah.
Save the date.
just
wow.
Yeah.
I wish I could get married again, because I don't really remember the first one.
You can.
You're new. Yeah. Renew your vows.
We talked about that for a minute.
Let's do it in Vegas this time.
We were going to have a an anniversary party at some point, but like, well, why do it at 15 when we're so close to 20? Let's just wait till 20. So
are you going to make it to 20?
I mean, am I going to die or are we going to get divorced?
Both
are up in the air. I would think that there's a good chance there'd be more of a chance that I would die before then than I would get divorced. Yeah. I told my wife I really like her a lot lately.
That's nice.
Yeah, I didn't for a little while, but now I do.
Yeah.
Comes and goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she doesn't like me, but I like her, and I'm going to be nice to her. That decision.
Mm-hmm.
See how long that goes.
I feel like my wife definitely doesn't like me.
Let everyone know.
I get that weird vibe.
We agree with her.
Yeah. Karishma didn't like me last night. I was being very annoying. I couldn't help it. It was making me laugh very much.
Understandable.
Yeah.
I told you about that video that came up in my memories. I wish I would have saved it.
What?
It was me and my wife were in Publix before we had kids, and they had a toy that was a dog toy, and you squeeze it, and it was a duck, and I went, wah. And it was just me going, wah. And she was looking down, reading the label. She goes, "Please stop." And I go, wah. And she goes, "Please stop." She turned, threw the can at me, and walked away. And there's my wedding in a nutshell.
Yesterday, we were at the bar before the Bucks game, and she told me, "You are very on edge, and I'm walking away."
Oh, really?
And I think she went to Bed Bath & Beyond or something. I was like, okay.
You took her to a bar to watch the Bucks game?
Well, no, we were at Iris 31, which we
is a bar.
She was just dropping you
off.
We
like to go there, yeah.
Yeah.
So is it the two of you, or you bring the kids?
No, they were there, too, yeah.
So you and the kids go to a bar to get loaded while you're watching the Bucks game?
Yeah, I mean, it's a restaurant, so it's...
Yeah.
You go there to eat food and enjoy sports.
Shut up, eat your chicken wings. Daddy's watching the game. When Gio's wife drops him off, she tells the bartender, "Give him a bottle once every 2 hours."
I'll be at Bed Bath & Beyond.
I don't know what your deal is, but you're on edge, and I'm going to walk away. It's okay.
I got to tell you, I went to Bed Bath & Beyond this weekend, and I love it. Now that I'm an adult and I have money and I can buy what I want to buy.
And they got those coupons.
It's amazing. They just give you 50% off for going there.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I was sitting in the living room yesterday, and my wife said, "I'm going to watch the Bucks game with you." I go, "Great." So then she comes in as the Bucks game's about to start, and she's like, "I'm going to go ride my bike first." And I was like, "Oh, whatever." Then my daughter is sitting on the couch behind me playing Roblox with somebody and talking to them at the same time at volume 12. And then Joey said, "Can I have a couple of friends come over?" And I go, "Yeah, no problem." 13 kids are in my house going up and down the stairs. My wife finally comes out of the gym. I looked at her and I go, I'm going to the Cheesecake Factory. I'll see you in a little while. I wanted to tell
Christmas
everybody.
It's Christmas Eve.
That was the only place I can go to find solace. I thought I was I'm going with that guy to the Cheesecake Factory because I want to kill everybody in this house. You didn't watch the game with me. She won't shut up at Roblox. I don't even know if these kids are Joey's friends anymore. I don't even know if Joey's home. There's just kids coming in and out.
You should come to the bar with me.
I got to tell you, the bar actually sounds like
it's a great spot,
Listen, we need to take a break if we're going to come back and try and do football picks.
All right, let's do that. Yeah. First, I got to tell you about my friend Jeff Borum and the folks at Team Borum. Jeff Borum, by the way, looks just like the coach from the Rams.
Rams, totally, yeah.
Right?
I said that to Frank when he was out here. I said, when you brought him up, I thought he was...
Sean McVay?
I couldn't think of his name.
That's so funny. I was watching last night. I'm like, that's Jeff Borum. But that is what Jeff Borum looks like. And you know how I know? Because he lives here. He hangs out here. He knows the neighborhoods. He's not just some guy getting on the radio and telling you, "Hey, I can get you in a nice home," even though I live in a different state and I don't know the whole deal. Jeff is a guy who's local, and he will help you get into your dream home, and he will do it at a price that you would not understand. You're like, "I don't understand. If the price price is the price. No, yeah, if you're doing it, but if a guy like Jeff Borum is a professional, he goes in there and negotiates for you. He finds things in the house that you may never see. He does research on the property that you'll never know about, and that's how he gets you the price that you want. The same thing works if you're looking to sell your home. Jeff has gotten people more than $100,000 more than their asking price for their home because he knows how to get people in bidding wars and how to do it the right way, and mostly because he knows the areas. He knows it in and out, and knowledge is the key. So what you need to do is go to teamborum.com. That's Team Borum, B-O-R-H-A-M, whether you're buying or selling. You want to take around, he's got listings. You can take a look around the website and look at some of his listings from $100,000 to a couple million dollars. He's got all sorts of houses and financing and everything you need. And if you're somebody who wants to sell your house and buy a new house and you're freaking out because you don't know if you could do it in time, let Jeff do it for you. He does it. He closes in a ridiculous amount of time, and he's got the connections to get you sold and into your dream home. Go to teamborum.com. That's B-O-R-H-A-M, teamborum.com, and let them know you heard about it on this show. Now, I know I promised it an hour ago, but we will do our football picks when we come back. It's a Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.